Is string theory untestable? One major criticism of string theory today is that it is untestable. It would take an atom smasher the size of a galaxy to test this theory, critics claim. But this criticism neglects the fact that most science is done indirectly, not directly. No one has ever visited the sun to do a direct test, but we know it is made of hydrogen because we can analyze its spectral lines. Or take black holes. The theory of black holes dates back to 1783, when John Michell published an article in The Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society. He claimed that a star could be so massive that all light emitted from such a body would be made to return to it by its own proper gravity. Michell's dark star theory languished for centuries because a direct test was impossible. In 1939, Einstein even wrote a paper showing that such a dark star could not form by natural means. The criticism was that these dark stars were inherently untestable because they were, by definition, invisible. Yet today, the Hubble Space Telescope has given us gorgeous evidence of black holes. We now believe that billions of them could lurk in the hearts of galaxies. Scores of wandering black holes could exist in our own galaxy. But the point is that the evidence for black holes is all indirect. That is, we have gathered information about black holes by analyzing the accretion disk that swirls around them. Furthermore, many untestable theories ultimately become testable. It took 2,000 years to prove the existence of atoms after they were first proposed by Democritus. 19th-century physicists, such as Ludwig Boltzmann, were hounded to death for believing in that theory. Yet today, we have gorgeous photographs of atoms. Pauli himself introduced the concept of the neutrino in 1930, a particle so elusive it can pass through blocks of solid lead the size of an entire star system and not be absorbed. Pauli said, "I have committed the ultimate sin. I have introduced a particle that can never be observed." It was impossible to detect the neutrino, so it was considered little more than science fiction for several decades. Yet today, we can produce beams of neutrinos. There are, in fact, a number of experiments that will provide, physicists hope, the first indirect tests of string theory. The Large Hadron Collider, LHC, might be powerful enough to produce sparticles, or superparticles, which are the higher vibrations predicted by superstring theory, as well as by other supersymmetric theories. As I mentioned earlier, in 2015, the Laser Interferometer Space Antenna, LISA, will be launched in space. LISA and its successor, the Big Bang Observer, may be sensitive enough to test several pre-Big Bang theories, including versions of the string theory. A number of labs are investigating the presence of higher dimensions by looking at deviations from Newton's famed inverse square law at the millimeter scale. If there is a fourth spatial dimension, then gravity should fall by the inverse cube, not the inverse square. The latest version of string theory, M theory, predicts there are 11 dimensions. Many labs are trying to detect dark matter, since the Earth is moving in a cosmic wind of dark matter. String theory makes specific, testable predictions about the physical properties of dark matter, because dark matter is probably a higher vibration of the string, for example, the photino. It is hoped that a series of additional experiments, for example, on neutrino polarization in the South Pole, will detect the presence of mini black holes and other strange objects by analyzing anomalies in cosmic rays, whose energies can easily exceed those of the LHC. Cosmic ray experiments and the LHC will open a new, exciting frontier beyond the standard model. And there are some physicists who hold out the possibility that the Big Bang was so explosive that perhaps a tiny superstring was blown up into astronomical proportions. As physicist Alexander Velenkin of Tufts University writes, "A very exciting possibility is that superstrings can have astronomical dimensions. We would then be able to observe them in the sky and directly test superstring theory. The probability of finding a huge relic superstring that was blown up during the Big Bang is quite small."